Now, the head of the Red Cross has called on European countries to follow Spain's lead after the country took in a rejected refugee ship. At a news conference in Valencia, Alhaj Assay said that European states need to offer solidarity and support to migrants seeking to enter their countries. His remarks come hours after a naval convoy carrying hundreds of migrants arrived in Spain's Valencia. The boat was stranded in the Mediterranean for a week. Last week, Italy and Malta refused to take in the boat with over 600 mainly sub-Saharan African asylum seekers on board. Italy's decision caused a diplomatic spat with its European partners. Well, from New York now, we have Ian Williams, senior analyst with Foreign Policy in Focus. Good to see you, sir. Do you think that the EU will take the advice given by the Secretary General of the ICRC in taking refugees?
Some of them will and some of them won't. It's consonant with what the European Human Rights Commission says, what the European Court rulings have said. But as we know, the European Union has difficulty holding the line with its various members as different right-wing xenophobic governments are taking power across the EU. So the refugee or migrant issue is something that is a sort of what in America they call the third rail of politics. There's going to be a lot of reluctance. So the EU might well agree as a body, but then the individual members will attempt to frustrate it. You know, certainly Germany has a fairly admirable record on this, as do the Scandinavians. Ironically, it's the countries least likely to get influxes of refugees in the Eastern Europe, the poor, relatively impoverished ones, which are the strongest against accepting migrants and refugees under any circumstances.
Right, but what about France, for instance? France was, furious about Italy not accepting the refugee, but France itself is not taking in refugees.
France has a lot of refugees in its own right that bypassed. Italy is a sort of, how should we say, a frontline state because of the narrowness of the Mediterranean there and the way that ships and boats can get across very easily from Libya, which is, as you know, is the sort of point of disembarkation from Africa for many of the refugees. Greece is in a similar position. Now, all of these countries get the first brunt, and under the Schengen agreements, once people are inside those barriers, they should be able to travel anywhere in the European Union, but that's being tested. This is a huge burden, and people will do almost anything to stop the refugee flow, except providing jobs and opportunities back in their home countries. The austerity budgets forced by the bankers on the European Union governments mean that they don't have the resources that they should do to promote aid and development in other countries. It's they're caught in a perfect trap of their own devising.
All right. Thank you for your comments. Ian Williams, senior analyst, Foreign Policy in Focus from New York.